Hey there, this is Seth Waters from Channel 9 coming to you from Building 18, talking to my good friend about a school project that I'm really interested in.
Great.
Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
My name is Angelos Petropoulos, mm-hmm. and I'm a program manager for Visual Studio, mm-hmm. and I'm currently working on the brand new experience for installing Visual Studio.
So traditionally, mm-hmm. traditionally, when I install Visual Studio, I put it there and then I go take a very long break.
Right.
So there's got to be other things that you're working on with this. There's several challenges. What are those challenges that you're trying to solve with this new installer?
Yeah, we hear your feedback and we've heard everybody else's feedback, which is, you know, this thing takes a long time to install. We heard feedback that says, we're installing a lot of things. Sometimes I don't need all those things. Mm-hmm. We're getting feedback that says, sometimes because third-party components are involved, your installation doesn't work. Mm-hmm. We're working on addressing all of that feedback.
I see.
Our three main objectives are to make sure that you know what you're getting installed.
Okay.
So there's transparency. We're not going to pretend that we know what you're doing. We're going to ask you, what are you doing? Number two, we're going to make sure that we try to only install what you need. So we're going to try and make sure we don't assume things.
I see.
And get you exactly what you want.
Okay.
And number three, we're going to make sure that we're as reliable and resilient as possible. We want you to feel like you can come back and change your preferences and selections at any moment in time. We don't want you to be afraid of the installer. It's reliable, it's quick, and it gets you what you need. That's what we want you to take away from this new experience.
So size, resilience, and transparency. So let's get into the size thing. Because generally when I'm installing Visual Studio, it's like this huge, ginormous thing that I download, right. and then it takes forever. How are you going to address the size issue?
So as Microsoft, our objective is to enable every developer on every platform. Mm-hmm. Delivering on that promise means our developer tools are naturally going to onboard new stacks and new features. As those stack and features mature, you want even more advanced capabilities. That means that our developer tools can now do more than they could ever do before. Mm-hmm. So in the past, we could get away with making some assumptions on you. We could assume that if you're installing Visual Studio, you probably want to do some .NET. Mm-hmm. But that had some negative consequences as we start delivering on every platform, on every developer.
Right.
For example, today, we require you that if you're a Python developer, you still have to get about 6 gigabytes worth of stuff before we enable your Python workflow. Mm-hmm. With this new install experience, we're going to ask you for your feedback as to what you want to do with this tool. Mm-hmm. We have a streamlined experience where we're trying to understand what is your objective with this tool. So if you are just a Python developer that just wants to do Python, we're not going to assume that you also want to do something else that has, you know, lots of gigabytes worth of baggage. Mm-hmm. We can give you a streamlined experience just for Python, and that will be, you know, in the 300-500 megabytes range. Something that is very reasonable for that, just that workflow, just that workload, just that stack.
So that's awesome. So we talked about small footprint, and now mm-hmm. let's talk about resiliency. You sort of brushed on some of the things you're doing. Can we talk about that at length? What is it that you're doing to make these things not fail? Because I've gone through, and you have too, maybe where you've gone through the installation and something borked, and you're like, I don't know what's going on, I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
So tell us about resiliency in the new installation.
So it's another area where we're doing many small things, and we're hoping that it accumulates to something bigger. So one of the things that we're doing is we're more in control of our own components. So when you install Visual Studio, because again, we're enabling every developer on every platform, we also install third-party stuff. So there's two main types of components we install, our own stuff and third-party. Mm-hmm. For our own stuff, we're taking, we're changing the way that we're installing. We're moving away from MSIs, we're moving away from the registry. We're gonna have new types of components that are installed that are much more lightweight than MSIs. Mm-hmm. And we're also gonna have the ability to have a private hive for the registry. Now, for the third-party stuff, we're making sure that we have a good experience when they fail. Mm-hmm. And how does a user recover from those? And we're going to make sure that the user understands that it was an optional part of something that failed, something that wasn't core, that you don't have to worry about it so much and you can recover from it later. The other thing that we're going to do is, by asking you ahead of time what you want to do and getting that right, we're also going to have to put down on the box less things. Mm-hmm. By having to put down on the box less things, combined with the fact that we now fully understand dependencies between packages, means that you're going to now start installing a lot less stuff. And the stuff that you install is only going to be installed once.
Right.
Before, you had the situation where maybe multiple the same MSI had to be installed multiple times because it was referenced by 3 or 4 different places. Mm-hmm. We've worked around all of that. We've made sure we understand our dependencies, and if you need one of our components, no matter if you need it 13 times or once, you're going to get it once on the box.
Interesting. And so that, I think, leads to the next question, because we talked about size, resiliency, and now transparency. Mm-hmm. What I think this leads into the transparency thing, because you're installing specific things one time,
right,
one place.
They're really, all of them are intertwined, right? It all goes down to what do you want to do with it. So before, we would make some assumptions. We would think, yeah, you probably want to do some .NET. So you didn't necessarily have to check things to get some of the .NET stuff. And people started saying, well, how did that end up on my box? The inverse of that was, because some people would assume things would happen for them, mm-hmm, they would say, why isn't that on my box?
Right.
So now, the whole end flow all comes together by asking you more details about what you want to achieve with Visual Studio and what stacks you want to work on. Mm-hmm. We have a better idea of what is related to you. Now we can show you a list of things that are going to get installed and things that are optional to get installed that are tailored to you. You no longer have to deal with absolutely everything Visual Studio has. You can now deal with, what does Visual Studio offer? Python developers, mm-hmm, or Node developers, or the .NET developer. So now we're going to be able to give you more transparency to what we're installing. So you're going to get more details. But how are we achieving that when we can do more? Because we've asked you ahead of time, hey, what are you interested in? So you don't have to see absolutely everything.
Sure.
We get your preferences. We know what you're into. So now we can show you more transparency, more data, but actually overall showing you less. So
got
it's
it.
More manageable.
So let's get into, because now that we're talking about that, let's get into the experience and have you move a little bit more this way.
Yeah.
Let's get into the experience just a little bit, because I think we have here this really huge board,
mm-hmm,
that has tons of screens.
Right.
But my sense is if we have so many things and we're going
right
to let people choose, how do we do it in a way that's not overwhelming?
Right.
Tell me about the experience.
Right.
And maybe tell a little bit about the flow.
Yes. So this board is big because we have to take care of all of our customers.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to take away functionality from expert customers who they just want to be able to pick and choose exactly what they want.
Sure.
There's also advanced capability, like being able to do offline installations and unattended installations. So all of that is reflected in this board. And the reason why it's out here, out in the open, is it's all about the feedback. We use Visual Studio here,
yeah,
in this building. So I want these guys who typically install Visual Studio to give me their feedback, mm-hmm, about all of this. Now, you'll notice that right above the board, though, as well, we have four screens just to remind everybody that, hey, for the 70% of our customers who just want to install and get some of the defaults and click next, 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 and get to a working installation, the story is as simple as three or four screens. It's literally three or four actions to get to something that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the rest of the experience outlined here because we thought through all the details. We thought about the other customers that also want to customize their installation. We thought about the IT administrators that want to be able to service multiple machines at the same time. Now, let's talk specifically about the happy path.
Okay.
And specifically about, you know, I'm a new Visual Studio user.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use this new experience. What should I anticipate? Mm-hmm. What should I look for? The idea is that your initial experience of, you know, visiting visualstudio.com and looking at the different SKUs of Visual Studio, that hasn't changed. That's the same. So as soon as you say, I want to download Visual Studio and install Visual Studio, let's say, community, the first thing that we're going to do is ask you, and it's actually depicted in this screen, we're going to show it up in the video as well.
Sure.
We ask you, hey, what stack are you going to work in as a developer? Now, we're going to have a full list of those options up in the blog post that's going to go along with this video. But to give you an idea, it's 17 items, so it's a list of 17 different stacks. Here's some examples of what's in there. Python,
okay,
R, Node.js, .NET Web Development, mm-hmm, .NET Desktop Development. We're trying to understand what are people trying to build and give you an option to pick that.
Uh-huh.
So after you make your initial choice of, let's say I want to build games on Windows, or let's say I want to build web applications on Windows, or Node.js, whatever, then we offer you, for that specific workload, for that specific type of work you want to do,
some options.
Here's what Visual Studio offers you for that. Instead of showing you every single option that Visual Studio has in some sort of trivia or something like that, we ask you, hey, tell us what you're interested in, and then we'll give you more detail about that. So people who are new to using Visual Studio, or they're new to that type of development, they don't have to worry, well, what do I need to make this work? Can it compile? I need to make sure that I can edit and compile and run it.
Mm-hmm.
Will I need to pick a compiler? You don't have to worry about that. You pick your workload, your stack, and then you can just click install. We've taken care of making sure that the core inner loop, so edit, build, and compile, will work without you having to do any more work. You don't have to know the extra details. But let's say you spend a year working on this stack, and now you're more comfortable with it. And now you want to, you know, maybe some more advanced debugging features that you're after. Maybe you want to profile your application to see its performance.
Uh-huh.
Some of this stuff, you're not going to get by default, because guess what? You didn't need it until now. So why should we litter your box with it? So we want to build the idea, you want to build your confidence that any moment in time when you feel like ready to take on more, you can come back to the installation experience and say, well, show me more about this area of Visual Studio, about Node.js, about .NET Web Development. and tell me more about it. What can I do? And then I can pick and choose additional things, and I can introduce stuff into my workflow slowly. It's not forced upon me because Microsoft thinks you should do that.
Sure. And so what you do then, I'm trying to think of the experience now that I have this workload, right, that I've downloaded, I'm doing Python stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I realize, you know what, I need to do some Node.js stuff now.
Right.
What is it that I do? Do I just run the installer again and then choose a new workload or choose new features inside of Python? How does that work?
That's right. So we want to make you feel comfortable at any moment in time taking whole workloads on and off the machine. That should not be something that you're worried about. So if at any moment in time you feel like you want to play around with a new stack, let's say you heard about R. It's new, it's exciting, you want to see what it's about. At any moment in time, you go back into Willow, into the Visual Studio installer, uh-huh. and you ask for that workload. If at that moment in time you're not ready to make additional options, that's fine. You can always come back and edit the existing workload. So if you already have R installed and now you want to get some advanced deployment to Azure, sure. or some integration, you can come back and get that as well at any moment in time. Mm-hmm. Now, I talked a lot about workloads, but I want to make sure that people feel that we haven't taken anything away from them. And I know that a lot of people, even some old friends and colleagues of mine, they like to customize the installation of Visual Studio.
Sure.
Some of them like to get more, some of them like to get less. That is always there. So I saw the screen where it had the workloads. Mm-hmm. There is a tab on the same screen called Individual Components. That gives you a list of all the individual features and components that Visual Studio has. Uh-huh. And those are now categorized by what they can do. So a bunch of SDKs, a bunch of compilers, things like that. Mm-hmm. So if you're the kind of person that wants to fully customize their installation, that avenue is always there. And that doesn't mean that you can't change your mind and say, oh, let me try a workload. I mean, I did customize my installation fully to my liking, but today I feel like trying R. You could totally keep your customized installation and add a workload on top of it, and then later go and take off the workload.
I see.
So we're trying to accommodate, we're trying not to take anything away from anyone, but just add value to people.
Is it similar to like, I want a new component, so I added on NuGet, and that's now in my software. Now this is like the NuGet, but for Visual Studio installation.
Right.
And we should feel that it's that lightweight.
That's exactly the feelings that we're trying to create for developers. This is the place where you can go and grab more, and it's quick, and it's easy, and it's reliant.
Usually when we're changing stuff this seriously in the, mm-hmm. in the IDE, there's this whole notion of like, who moved my cheese, right?
Right.
And so my question to you is, how do you actually get feedback on this? You gotta be asking people, how do you do that?
Perfect segue. It's almost like, almost as if you scripted it.
But, almost.
What I said at the beginning, I didn't say it by accident. I'd say 90% of the work that is going in here is direct result from customer feedback.
Right.
So do we want more customer feedback? Yes. Here's what we've been doing so far. We released preview 1 and preview 2. Preview 3 is out soon. We're going to have a preview 4 as well. We're trying to get as many eyes on this as possible. At Build, we went and talked to people and said, hey, if we gave you this 17 list of things, do they make sense to you? They said yes. Then we asked them, which one would you pick knowing what you do today? And they gave us feedback. Not only is feedback important, it's exactly what we need to make this better.
Sure.
So here's how people can help us, even now, it's not too late. This video is gonna go up with a blog post that shows the 17 different workloads that we're proposing.
Sure.
Look at them, give us feedback. Which ones would you pick knowing what you do today? If you could add one more workload to this list, what would it be?
Right.
In case you feel something that we missed. If you look at the workloads, and you know that there is a specific feature that you're very passionate about, or something that you know that you definitely don't want, tell us about it. Give us feedback. There's literally no way that you can give us feedback wrong. You can give it to us through report a problem, you can leave comments underneath the videos, you can email me personally. We're really, really good at sharing feedback.
Sure.
In this team. I've moved teams in the past, so I still get emails from people asking me about my old products. I go and talk to the new guy. And the feedback goes through, and everybody's happy. So what we want is more feedback. We want to know if you think this list of 17 workloads makes sense and resonates with you. We want to know if there was an installer problem that affected you before. Mm-hmm. Tell us, and I'll make sure that it's covered.
Sure.
I hope I already have an answer for you. But if I don't, that's feedback for me to make sure I do better for you in the updates. And the one thing I want to stress is, if you feel like you're new in this space and somebody else is posting online an opinion and you disagree, like somebody's saying, oh, you know, that's too much customer stability, or no, that's not a problem, and you disagree, just tell us about it. Not every user is the same.
Yeah. So I love the fact that this is much more lightweight, much more transparent, mm-hmm. you know, and much more resilient. I love that. And I love the fact that you can actually go in and customize mm-hmm. things later on. So this has been super helpful, my friend.
Great.
Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Again, we have been talking about the new installation, Visual Studio. Thanks so much for spending some time with
us. Thank you, Seth.
My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.